Brent Snavely. He is a Detroit Free Press business writer. And Brent, I don't know how you're covering all this stuff, because there's a lot of information that's out there that you've been writing, and it almost seems endless.
Yeah. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Morning.
This week has been and will continue to be a really busy week in the auto industry. We started off the week with, you know, Chrysler opening up talks with the UAW, and then on Tuesday had Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford report earnings. And then yesterday, UAW and GM kicked off their contract talks. And then we'll close out the week on Friday with another UAW Ford contract talk kickoff. And then there's the CAFE standard stuff going on in Washington, which I'm not in the middle of that, but it looks like there's a deal pending there, and that'll be huge news as well.
All right, first off, talk about the earnings that were released.
Well, I mean, looking at Chrysler, kind of a good news, bad news story there. Chrysler reported its first profitable quarter in a long time earlier this year. And then continued to gain market share and sales in the U.S. I think so from a performance perspective, had a pretty solid quarter, but they did a lot in the last couple months by paying back their government loans. And, you know, when you refinance loans, there's a lot of costs associated with moving that money around. So they took a $551 million charge and lost money during the quarter because of that charge. But that's a one-time event, and, they're still on track to be profitable for the year. And those profits won't be huge. It is still pretty slim, but it's still a major accomplishment for Chrysler.
All right, talk about the talks. I know we're in the early stages, but the talks between the UAW and Chrysler and GM.
Yeah, I think contract talks between the UAW and the Detroit 3 are always fascinating, and we're not at a point where we were in 2007, where they were trying to deal with, creating a very massive transformational new contract agreement, and they created the VEBA for retiree health care. This time around, the stakes are high, and the challenges are really interesting and difficult, but not quite as dramatic as last time around. But what you do have is, again, Chrysler's making some money, and GM and Ford are making a lot of money now, and you've got workers that want and expect their benefits back. But you've got the companies really wanting to hold the line on those costs, maybe even push for some additional reductions. And so that's going to be a really tricky thing to deal with.
When are we going to see the results of these talks?
The contract, so what they're doing is they're renegotiating their national contracts, which expire September 14th. So that should be the latest that we hear anything concrete. September 14th is the date. Now, they may move a little faster than in the past. If things go well, we might see, outlines of tentative agreements prior to that. But they're also starting a little later than they normally do, and have a lot of things to work through in three different companies. So I wouldn't look for anything too much before September 14th.
All right, Brent, before I let you go, it's kind of weird that the Big Three and the UAW would all be having the contract talks in the same week. Doesn't that kind of wear a little bit thin for the UAW?
Well, it's not unusual for them to all start at the same time. There's a concept called pattern bargaining. Traditionally, the UAW has tried to keep the contracts with these automakers somewhat similar. We can get into a whole discussion about pattern bargaining and whether or not it's still relevant or not. But so starting at the same time is not unusual. But what you're probably familiar with is often at some point the UAW picks a quote-unquote target company, and then uses that as leverage against the other two. This year, Bob King has said repeatedly that he does not plan to pick a target. He will negotiate with all three simultaneously. They've said that before. In the end, experts say that when it comes down to the wire, towards the end, they will still need to target one company and finish one before they finish the others. So who knows?
All right. Well, if you want to keep up on the auto talks and what's coming out of those talks, read Brent Snavely. He is the Free Press business writer, freep.com. Brent, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony.